I really feel the Lord wants this message preached this morning. He knew who was going to be here, didn't he?
Yes. Amen.
First of all, as I was sharing with you, that the words that Christ speaks, they are spirit and they're life.
Yes.
He didn't speak on all the carnal things of the world to try to influence, to try to get you to understand what he was saying. Because Jesus is the truth. He is the Word of God. He was speaking there to a multitude of people. And it's something that many, it seemed like when you read the Word of God, there was many walked away when they heard him preach or teach the Word of God. There was those that would come and they came for him for different reasons. They came for healing. They came for deliverance. There was those that come for the loaves and fishes. There was those that would come to get what they could out of Christ. Well, I can tell you, I've come to Christ to get what's in me out of me to get Christ in me. Amen to God. Amen. In other words, I was reading just recently and the Lord impressed upon me the old man and the new man. Now, the old man, God says in his word, is corrupt. Plain and simple. You ever said that old nasty man? That old man, he's mean, on and on. Well, the Word of God said he's corrupt. He does not receive nothing of God. He's corrupt. It's another way by saying he's a sinner. He's just a sinner. His deeds are evil. His mind is carnal. His thoughts is on earthly things and not on heavenly things. That's why we must put on the new man, and the new man is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When we, first of all, we come, and I do know the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But the danger is, if we hear, we must have an ear to hear, but we must open our heart up. For in the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. In other words, when I heard the Lord, when he revealed to me in a vision, it wasn't long. He began to deal with me. From that night on, everything began to change in my life. I become a new creature in Christ. That old man was corrupt. He stole, he lied, he got drunk, he committed fornication, he committed everything out there. He did not know Christ. It takes Christ to reveal himself to you by his Spirit. Amen to God?
Yes.
If we have not his Spirit, we are none of his. That's it. And yet the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. Amen to God. Now I know this. When the Spirit deals with me, when the Spirit, and it's a continuous growing in the grace of God, it's a continuous going forward and forgetting what's behind. Amen to God. That's what Paul said, Pastor. He said, this one thing I do, I'm forgetting what's behind me, I'm pressing towards that kingdom. And that kingdom is Christ the Son of God. That kingdom is a holy place. It's a place that the redeemed of the Lord shall walk on the streets of gold.
Amen.
That's just the way it is. Now, when you think about, a thief don't like to be seen in what he's doing. Amen? Today we got cameras everywhere you go. Do you hear me? I can tell you, we was going down the road here and they had a big sign there that they had cameras. In other words, those cameras was enforcing the speed limit. Now, you may not see those cameras, but when you get a ticket in the mail, you find out you was on camera. Do you hear me? There used to be a thing called candy camera. You ever heard that long time ago called hidden camera? People, people do things when they think other people don't see them.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
Come on now. But I can tell you, Almighty God sees everything.
Amen.
He knows the thoughts of the heart, for the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. That's the Word of God. The Spirit of God discerns out what we are. Do you hear me? I can tell you, when he knocks on your heart and lets you know there's something there, what you got to do is get rid of it. He deals with that. That's just the way God is. He will deal with our sins, and I want Him to do that down here, because up there it's too late. Do you hear me? It's just too late. But with God, Almighty God, I go back. When you go all the way back to Genesis, you will see a preacher of righteousness. Now, he didn't see what he, just because he didn't have what you call a GPS. He didn't have a cell phone. But I can tell you, when God looked upon the earth, He saw men corrupted themselves. But yet God showed him what He was about to do, and yet God told him to build an ark. Well, I can tell you, you've heard that old song, God's still working on me. This building here, this outer building is decaying, but that inhabitants of God in me is eternal. Do you hear me? We are eternal in Christ. But out of Him, our life is a vapor. It's short. We're not going to be here long. But I can tell you, when you take your last breath, you will either be with God or you'll be in hell. There's no in between. Do you hear me? That's just the way it is. Now, with God, why did He give His Son? Why did He give His Son? That we could have eternal life. It's a gift, but we must accept that gift. I must accept it. You know, I've seen those children tear into those gift boxes. They could have 10, 20 presents there. All they do is rip it open, see what it is, and they grab the next one, and the next one, and the next one. Well, I'm telling you right now, I can tell you, in the day you hear His voice, harden not your heart. That's God's great gift, that the Spirit of God is saying, you want this gift, then you've got to come His way and not your way. That's just the way it is. I thank God that going back into the book of Genesis, I'm so glad He gave us 66 books. I thank God for every one of those books. There's reproof in it. There's correction in it. There's blessings in it. There's cursings in it. There are many things in it. There's wisdom. There's understanding. There's knowledge. There's so much in this book, it will take us all of our lifetime to just scratch the surface of it. Why? Because Christ Almighty is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In Him we live, we move, we have our being. Amen to God. Why did I come to church this morning? Did I come just to be there, or did I come to be something God wanted me to be there? Do you hear me? I can tell you, a lot of people don't go to work because they want to be there. It's what they get at the end of the job. Do you hear me? Amen to God. He's a rewarder to them that diligently seek Him. How do I diligently seek Him? Open this book and learn of me. Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. He's in that boat. He gets in the boat. The multitudes watching Him. They're listening to Him. He begin. I think there's a good time to have a revival right there. Yeah. Do you hear me? But when He got done, there's not many left there. Do you hear me? They just heard Him. They walked away. The disciples said to Him, why are you saying this, the parables, to these people and that? He began to explain. They have eyes, but they see not. They have ears that they hear not. I can tell you, we need to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church. I take it personally. You know, I've got stuff in the mail that it didn't have my name on it. It had a different name, a different address. Well, I can tell you, I said, well, that's not mine. That's somebody else's. But when I open this book up, it's a personal letter to me every time. Do you hear me? But it takes the Spirit of God to unfold that. It's like you can look at a letter. Sometime you ever got something to look at and say, well, wonder what it says. Right. It ain't mine, but I'd sure like to know what's in it. Come on now. Especially when you know whose name's on it. Amen. Well, I'm telling you, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, He's got it sealed. But to them that search with all their heart, with their heart, he will open that letter up to you. Amen to God. He will do that. Paul would write those letters, Pastor, to the church, to the Galatians. He would write those letters, and they, you know, now they didn't have all 66 books at that time, but he would write that letter to them. He would tell them, by the Spirit of God, this is what God showed me that's going on in the church. That's the way it must be. John's on the island of Patmos. He's not down there at those seven churches of Asia, but the Holy God of heaven was. Do you hear me? I can tell you, some of us, God help us. If I followed you around all week long, I guarantee you, you'd be doing things different.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
Pastor Earl, if you followed each one of these members, they'd be doing things different every day. Yeah. Amen. They wouldn't be seeing some things they've been watching. They wouldn't be talking about some things they're talking about. They said, "Dear Lord, the pastor's right there. Say, act good. Act like you're one of the holy people here." Hear me what I'm saying? Oh, come on. Amen to the Lord. Amen.
Right.
I can tell you, but God sees.
Amen.
God sees everything. I can tell you, he's been at the funeral of a sparrow this morning. He sees when a sparrow, he knows every thought we're thinking. I said, "Oh God, let me think upon things that are pure. Things that are, oh, come on now, church. Oh God, let me turn my ear from the lie to the truth." Do you hear me? Oh, circumcise my heart, my eyes, God. Give me some old eye salve. I want my eyes, for blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I can tell you, some go to church, they can't wait to say, "Dear Lord, if he preaches much longer, I'm going to miss the kickoff of the football game." You'll not get nothing from God. Come on now. Come on. "Dear Lord, that preacher, he's the most long-winded preacher I've ever heard." I can tell you right now, I want to hear what God, but see, that's where we come carnally. "Well, that's what he said. I don't agree what he said. "Well, just get a copy. Take it home and listen to it."
Amen.
Oh, God, take it home. I can tell you, I'm not looking for ouchless band-aids. I'm looking for that two-edged sword that will go all the way into my soul, spirit, mind, and heart and say, "Dear God, son, straighten up. Straighten up. There's things in your life that's not like me." Come on now. Amen to God. Amen to God. "Son, what do you want from me?" "I want you, Lord God." "Well, then you can't want you then." That's all there is to it. I have to deny myself. Amen to God. Take up the cross and follow him.
Amen.
You know, if you follow me, I try to be more careful what I say to you. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Or I'd say, I wouldn't want to do nothing to offend one of his little ones. I wouldn't want to do that. But I can tell you right now, God Almighty sees, he hears, he knows everything about you. He knew before you ever come into this world. That's just the way it is. I thought that Almighty God. Now think of this, church. God, Almighty God, tells Abraham, "Take thy son, thy only son in whom thou lovest, and offer him for a sacrifice." What a strong message there. Abraham, he rises up next morning and he takes off. He goes to that mountain. He got the wood, he's got the sacrifice, and God knew that he loved him. God knew that. God knew that. Abraham believed in God. He gets him up there, he binds him up, he puts him on the altar, and he pulls back. God's watching every move. God watching everything. And oh dear God, when he pulls back, the Lord, the angel said, "Lay not thy hand upon the lad, for now I know that thou fearest God." And you read there, Abraham said in the word of God, Jehovah Jireh. That means God provides. And another scripture, it means God sees. God sees that I've done what he told me to do. And that's what we say God sees. God sees, God hears, God knows. But does he see us doing what he tells us to do?
Right.
Come on now. Think of that now. "Well, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it."
Yeah.
It's easy to say that.
Right.
"I want you to pray more." How much more? I mean, I pray now, lay me down to sleep at night. Come on now. God would wake up that church and say, can't you pray with me 1 hour?
Right.
1 hour.
Yeah.
You know, we have not because we ask not. But the danger, if we don't ask according to that word.
Yes.
The Bible plainly says in the word of God, he that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me.
Right.
Amen to God. Do you hear that? That's God's word. That's God's word. I'm not going to argue with that. I know that every man be a liar, but God's word is true. God cannot change. He cannot lie. He cannot steal. He's a holy God and he wants a holy people. Sons and daughters to be born into that kingdom that say, Lord God, here am I. What would you have me to do? Now, I can hear many, many messages, but I can tell you, I come in, I sit down, I want to hear what God is saying through that preacher. Do you hear me? Amen. I want that. I want that. I want that apostle. I want that prophet. I want that evangelist. I want that pastor. I want that teacher for the perfecting of the saints. Because God sees what I don't see.
Amen.
Amen to God. There can be a little fox. It was some years ago in Louisiana. A sister, a loving sister. She, in a dream, she saw the Lord come and take her mom, her dad, and her, I think it was her brothers or sister, took the family. But he left her. So real of a dream, it troubled her so bad. She said, Lord, why did I not go? Why did I not go? And the Lord spoke to her, says, the little foxes.
Yeah.
It don't take a whole lot of sin. It just takes a little unforgiveness.
Yeah.
Just takes a little bitterness.
Right.
Takes just a little envy or something so that we just overlook it. God help us. I want such. You know, one of the most sensitive parts on your body is your eye. And you ever scratched your eye or something? Years ago, I had scratched my eye on a briar. And it was driving me crazy. I mean, my eye hit that. Lord, I had to go to the hospital because it was so bad. I can tell you, I want them eyes to be enlightened upon the Word of God. I want to see this pure God who he says, I'll give you a pure heart to see me. God, cleanse me, Lord, from all filth of the flesh. Fill me, God. I want my heart to be circumcised. I want my eyes to be circumcised. I want my ears to, I want my life to totally be your life. Your life. That people can see, people watch your life. And I can tell you, you can either be a stumbling block, amen now, or you can be a lively stone. Hear me what I'm saying. People watch your life and they say, if that's a Christian, I don't want no part of it.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it's the truth. I see them. I work with them. I work with them. I do this. I see them on the job. They sure don't act like Christians that I know. Amen to God. God sees. The Bible said that when Abraham pulled back to do that, Abraham was going all the way with God. God knows he can ask you to do something. Seek me with all your heart. He can ask you, read this word every day. Get the word of God. Get full of the Holy Ghost. Lord God, it's not an option here. It's a commandment. It's a when God. That's me. Like much as I love my wife back there, it'd be a broken heart in me that I'd have to command her to love me.
Right.
But God commands us to love Him.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, what God is saying, I command you to keep my commandments.
Yeah.
It's a commandment. It's a commandment. You've been in the military. They didn't ask, would you like to get up and go on a hike this morning? Hear me what I'm saying. Hear me what I'm saying. They didn't say, Earl, would you like to sleep in another few hours? They throwed him out on the floor. Hear me what I'm saying. Oh, dear God. They was trying to make a killing machine out of him. That's what they were doing. And you know, they said, listen, you might have been mama's boy back home. You might have been grandma or grandpa's favorite grandson, but right here, you belong to us.
Yeah, amen.
And they, but bless his little heart, let him sleep another day. They throw him clean out on the floor. Get up, scum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You've been there, haven't you?
Who told you to join my Marine Corps?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You don't belong to mama. You belong to the U.S. Marine, United States Marine Corps. Yes, sir. I'll be your mama, I'll be your daddy, and if you look the wrong way, I'll slap you upside the head.
Yeah.
Right, Lord, and you know what they're doing? Because when you get out in that battle, you can't be what you started out. You got to be a good soldier, fighting the good fight, laying hold on eternal life. Lord, my God. Isn't that right? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some go AWOL, some desert. Hear me what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But oh, the Bible says, endure hardness as a soldier of Jesus Christ. A good soldier, brother. And the goodness of the Lord leads us to repentance. Praise God. Give him a praise. Give our Lord and Savior a praise.
Oh, husbands, you find a good wife, you found favor with God. Amen. But oh, help us, Lord. Now that wife ain't a good wife.
That's right.
Amen.
Now, come on now. Why in the world did I marry you? See, I tell you why you married me. Because I'm good looking. I look pretty.
Buddy, that'll fade away after a while.
I can tell you right now.
That's right.
You ever see that? Guy, he marries a wife. He, you know, flesh can be awful pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, it goes deep though, don't it, brother?
Oh, yes.
Marries a woman after that, boy, she's the prettiest thing I ever saw.
Yeah.
Wake up that next morning after the honeymoon. Hi, yay, yay. Ain't done, ain't prettied up yet. Come on now. Listen, God wants that flesh crucified.
Yeah.
Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Why? Because the flesh and the spirit are contrary one to another. Oh, you can't please God. Say, well, you know, me and my wife, you know, we're getting older.
Yeah.
Some people don't like the word old. Well, I can tell you, he'll beautify the meat with salvation.
Amen
to God. Amen to God.
Amen.
Thank God. And you know, sometimes, honey, do you still love me? Don't lie. Hello now.
Yep. That's right.
And then you're walking along, she's walking up, and all of a sudden your head's all in. What are you looking at? Just looking down the aisle. Yeah, I saw what you was looking at. God says, I see what you're looking at.
That's right.
Amen.
But you know what he says? Earl, look unto me.
Right.
Yeah.
Look unto me.
Yeah.
Amen?
Did you say?
All ye people, look unto me, the author and the finisher of your faith. He started.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Lord's got something in you. There's something the Lord's going to be doing quickly. And you'll see when it happens quickly.
Amen.
To God. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. It's between you and the Lord. Amen to God. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Have your way, Holy Ghost.
Have your way, Lord.
Oh, great God. Great God. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands up. Just lift your hands up and just
think,
I feel the Spirit. Oh, Rabbah. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
The Lord is saying to the church, cast all your cares upon Him. For He careth for you.
Yes.
He will make a way where there seemeth no way, saith the Lord.
Yes.
Have your way, Holy Ghost.
Praise Jesus.
Have your way. Oh, Rabbah. I will open doors that you've never walked in before. Behold, I am with my church that loves me.
Yes.
I will not leave thee nor forsake thee.
Amen.
I will be with thee through the storms,
yes.
Through the trials and the temptations.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
But look to me in all these things, for your help comes from above. I am your help. I am your shield. I am your high tower. And the righteous will run unto me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have the way, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Have your way, Holy Ghost.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Have your way, Holy Ghost.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is saying, the things you see are temporal, but the things I want you to see are eternal. Get your eyes off of the temporal things and get your eyes upon Christ. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Don't set your affections on things above. Set your affections upon things where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Earl, would you come? To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Let's go forward, church. Let's forget about. Let's leave that old man. Let's leave the old man.
Yes.
It's a good place to leave him at the altar.
Yes. Amen.
Praise God.
Let's come. Let's come.
Praise God.
Let's come.
Thank you, Jesus.
His Spirit is what we need. We all need more.
Oh, brother, don't we?
Draw nigh to me, he said, and I'll draw nigh to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.